Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
How are we reconciled to God? Acts 2:36. Peter's preaching in the very early days of the church. And you'll see the ministry of reconciliation in this preaching. He said, "Let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made the same Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Christ." Yes. Somebody say, "He is Lord."
He is Lord.
"And He is the Christ."
He is the Christ.
Now, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and they said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" So here we see they must have believed what he told them.
Yes.
Elsewise, they'd have just discounted it or rejected it because they're touched in their heart. And they said, "Well, what do we do?" In other words, how do we get this fixed?
Yes.
How do we get reconciled? So number one, you got to believe it. And so what did he tell them then? Verse 38, Peter said to them, repent. This is an unpopular word nowadays. And it's so sad because repentance is a gift. It's a gift. A gift. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Three big parts of reconciliation, what we do, what our part is. Believe the good news. Can you see this? And do what? Repent. And then do what? Receive. That's how you're reconciled to God. Believe, repent, receive. Anybody in here that's been born again?
Yes.
Is that how it happened?
Yes.
Huh? You believed something.
Yes.
You believed the good news.
Yes.
You believed you were in need of a Savior. You believed, right? You believed.
Yes,
you were moved like them,
yes,
right? You got up and came to the altar, or you knelt where you were, or you prayed with somebody over the TV or the radio or wherever.
Yes.
Why? Because you were moved. You thought, "Oh, that's true. Oh, that's true.
Yes.
That's true.
Yes.
I've been at odds with God. I need a Savior. I'm not okay." And Jesus paid the price. I believe it. So you repent. And that's part of what you're already doing. Repent means you are humbling yourself before Him and acknowledging He's right and you've been in the wrong. God, we don't need to plead with God to be reconciled to us. This is a one-way thing. You know, when human beings get at odds with each other, getting back together can be something on both sides, right? "Well, I'm sorry I said that to you." And the other person can say, "Well, you know, I said some things to you too." So both sides are repenting so that they can be reconciled. But with God, it's only one side. Come on now with me. Because He never changes. He doesn't need to. And so when we're not in full fellowship with Him, there's only one side that needs to repent, that needs to change. And that is one of the biggest definitions of the word repent is change.
Yes, it is.
It involves humility and it involves a change of heart and mind and word and deed. You come to Him and you say, "Father, I've been wrong. I've been wrong. You didn't miss it. I missed it." And then you do what? You believe, you repent, and then what?
Receive.
You receive by faith. You take forgiveness.
Yes.
You take cleansing and washing.
Yes.
You take the righteousness and holiness of the Lord. You receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. You receive your healing. You can receive all these good things because you are reconciled. You are in His favor. You are in His good graces. You didn't earn it. You didn't merit it. But you got to believe it. And you got to receive it. And you do have to repent. Now go with me to 1 John. Let's talk some more about this. I tell you what, on your way there, stop by 1 Corinthians 10. 1 Corinthians 10. These are some very, very important things we're talking about today. 1 Corinthians 10 and 19. He said, what say I then, that the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? Just like we were talking a moment ago about all these false gods. That was happening back then. It's still happening today. People praying to and worshiping and offering incense and sacrifice to false gods. It's an abomination.
Yes.
It's not okay. And it's a blight on our nation.
Amen.
That you ask God for His help and you got all this junk in the middle of it too.
Yes.
But because of us,
yes,
the salt and light of the earth,
yes,
He'll do a lot of things,
yes,
just because we ask Him to.
Yes. Amen.
Verse 20, He said, I say the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils. Now that's the word for demons. And not to God. So this is why people have spiritual experience in the worship of these false gods and idols. They do have real spiritual experiences, some of them. But it's not God. It's wrong spirits. And that's one reason why some folk are so adamant. They know they had a genuine spiritual experience. So they're adamant about it's real. Yeah, it's real. It ain't God. Yeah, it's spiritual. But it's not the Holy Spirit. He said they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I would not that you should have fellowship with demons. Can Christians, believers, have fellowship with demons? He's writing to the saints at Corinth. These are believers. So it's possible to fellowship with God's enemies, even intimately. Would that affect your fellowship with the Father? Does it mean you're lost? No. But can it affect your fellowship with Him? Yes, it can. And this is what a lot of folks today, when they talk about grace, they're not acknowledging this. Yes, grace has paid the price. But that doesn't mean that if we fellowship with wrong things,
that's right,
it's not going to affect our fellowship,
that's right,
with the Father.
That's right.
It would you.
Yeah.
Right? If somebody that's real close to you fellowships intimately with your enemy, you going to be okay with that?
No.
Well, don't expect him to be. He said, I don't want you to have fellowship with demons. See, he's having to write to the church at Corinth and tell them, stop participating in idol worship. Now, that might sound strange, but see, they were all idol worshipers until recently when they got saved. And a lot of them are saying, well, you know, it ain't no big deal. They're not really, there's really only one God. That's true, but there are wrong spirits involved in this. How many know there are places you don't need to go. Because there are wrong spirits in manifestation there. You just got no business going there. Or being there. Or seeing it. Or hearing it. Or being around it. Because if you get involved with them, you're winding up fellowshipping with the same spirits they are. And some of these spirits, these wrong spirits, all of them are God's enemies. Keep reading verse 21. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of demons. See, what communion is to us, this idol worship is to these demons. Wow. That's demon communion. I'm not going.
No.
I'm not participating. Come on, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
No. And you can tell it if we'd pay attention, you'd sense these wrong spirits. You'd sense the environment of these things. You know there's some bad things going on. You don't have to have a discerning of spirits. You don't have to have a vision. You, for lack of a better word, you can feel it.
Amen.
You can feel it when you walk in the door. You can sense it when you come onto the place.
Yes.
And unless they're going to listen to you and get saved, you just need to turn around and get out of there.
Yes.
So true.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Verse 22. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? We. He's including himself. Are we stronger than he? Yes, Jesus has paid the price for all the sins of the whole world. Yes. Yes, he's not holding our sins against us. But that doesn't change the fact that we have a living relationship with him. And if we choose to go against him and his word and his way and his will, if we choose to yield to wrong things, that will affect not our relationship, but our fellowship. Is everybody with me on that? You're not lost because you make a mistake. You're not lost because you sinned grievously. You've acknowledged and received Jesus as your Lord. He's already paid for those mistakes. But that doesn't mean that you're going to enjoy full communion and good fellowship with him when you're palling around with his enemies. Go to 1 John 2, please. 1 John 2. Thanks be to God. What is the ministry of reconciliation? What are we telling people? Be reconciled to God. What does that mean? We might say it like this. Get right with God.
Yeah.
Yes, somebody said, but Jesus has already made me right with God. Yeah, but you got to receive it.
Amen.
You got to receive it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.